The National Commission for Civic Education, NCCE, has charged the media to improve its watchdog role to ensure that reportage on election 2012 is fair, balanced, accurate and objective. Its chairperson, Charlotte Osei, said the media has a critical role to protect and ensure that the nation does not become divided. Madame Osei was interacting with journalists from the Northern, Upper East and Upper West regions in Tamale at a seminar on Stand Up for Ghana. Here is a news desk report.
The workshop is part of the mini plans earmarked by the NCCE to sustain the country's democracy for the 2012 elections by educating and sensitizing the public about their civic rights and responsibilities. Madame Osei asked journalists to be mindful of the fact that they are Ghanaians and must put their political interests aside and hold on to the spirit of patriotism and collaborate with the NCCE to ensure a better nation. A board member of the Ghana News Agency, Alhaji Abdul Rahman Harunata, noted that events leading to the coming elections are already creating tension and cautioned the media to exercise extreme professionalism in order not to plunge the country into civil war. He noted that the issue of media ownership and pluralism has often been observed by others as negative, saying media pluralism must be seen as the source of growth and civilization and must be accepted and not be disregarded. Alhaji Harunata, who also spoke on the guidelines for fair and equitable coverage of political parties by the state-owned media, noted that the public media has a positive role in maintaining peace by giving balanced reportage to all parties. He stressed that the private media is equally enjoined to adhere to the guidelines of the state media by being fair and equitable to all political parties to avoid unnecessary agitations. Alhajiata advised radio stations to be careful by not rushing to churn out inaccurate information relating to the election results, which are not confirmed by the Electoral Commission, since it has the tendency to create mayhem. The executive director of the Media Foundation for West Africa, Professor Kwame Kakari, said the media must not compromise the rights of the public to get access to information, no matter how explosive the content might be, adding that journalists, in reporting such issues, must however be factual and report exactly what was said.
A news desk report.